The mind is something that is empty like space. So that means it has no form, no shape, no color. We get a generic image. No form, no shape, no color. But it has such an important function. So Geshe-la says, the function of the mind is to perceive or understand objects. We normally say, I see such and such, but it's because our mind sees it. Or we say, for example, it's Wednesday. It is Wednesday, isn't it? It is Wednesday. So we say, I know it's Wednesday. So how do we know? Because our mind knows it. It's our mind that understands and knows everything. We only know things because our mind knows them. So even though we say, I see, I know, it's our mind that sees, our mind that hears, our mind that knows. Our mind understands things. We say, I understand. So perception and understanding of objects are functions of our mind. So only mind. It is the function of mind to understand. It is the function of mind to perceive or appear things. Another main function of mind is to impute things. Names are imputed by mind through thinking. This is this. So this is a table. Mind does that. Imputing table, microphone, temple, human being. These imputations are the function of mind. So things exist only because mind imputes them. If mind doesn't impute them, they can't exist. So we understand from this short explanation of the function of the mind that everything, including the world, is created by mind. Like a dream. Everything is created by mind. There is no creator other than mind. This is so helpful to understand. So, if our life's unhappy, we need to change our mind. If we change our mind, happy life appears, because our life is coming from our mind. Everything is coming from our mind. So mind is something that is empty like space, always lacking form, shape, color, whose function is to perceive or understand objects. So when we're imagining the mind, getting a generic image of the mind, it looks like empty space, but it has huge power. It's animate. It's animate. Empty space with power. Power to understand, power to perceive and appear things, power to impute, power to create everything in our world. Amazing. So in summary, and please, we learn this definition. If you want these teachings to affect your life, we need to be able to say to ourselves, what is the mind? The mind is something whose nature is empty like space, always lacking form, shape, color, whose function is to perceive or understand objects. If we know that, and we learn that, not the definition, the actual understanding, we know the mind is no part of our body. It's not our brain. It's not any part of our body. No part of our body lacks form, shape, color. No part of our body understands, perceives, imputes objects. This is the nature and function of the mind. So this is the logical reasoning that knows our body and mind are separate entities. If we know our body and mind are separate entities, we know that when our body dies, our mind does not. Because that empty-like space still exists. Our mind still exists. It's not extinguished by our death, because it's not the body. So the body dies, but the mind does not. So Geshe-la says, through understanding the nature and function of the mind correctly, we understand our mind is completely different from our body. If we really want to extract the real meaning of our life, we must know this logic. We must contemplate it till it touches our heart, and then live according to this wisdom. This proves that after our death, so the nature and function of the mind, when we know these correctly, prove. It's such an important word. This proves that after our death, although our body will cease, our mind will not. We have no doubt, and it isn't religious imagination. This isn't what Buddhists think. This is the nature and function of the mind. It's what will happen to everybody, whether they believe it or not. At the death time, the body ceases, the mind does not. But if you know about these things in advance, you can live your life with that wisdom. Future lives are definitely coming. Not because of religious belief, because of logical reasoning, understanding the nature and function of the mind. So it's so important, you know, in our modern world, we have science, we have religion, and in general, if you're a thinking person, you err on the side of science, logic, and therefore lack faith. Or you're faithful, but it doesn't bear logical scrutiny. Kadam Dharma is occupying a space between science and religion that this modern world has never seen before. Everything is based on logical reasoning and personal experience, and we reach our faith through logic.